Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the uncensored match build-up ahead of Wolves versus Liverpool Saturday at 3 p.m. We are fresh off a Derby Day victory over Everton. Oh my goodness, we are happy about that. But we don't get too long really to celebrate it. Well, we do because we can keep talking about it for a while. But attention soon focuses to Molineux and the Reds trying to go in search of another 3 points. I'm Steve Hoare, joined by Jay Pearson and Steve Plunk for this one to look ahead to the Wolves game. Jay, coming off the back of an emotional win, I suppose the first thing to say is, like, obviously we can embrace the Derby win and we can get delighted about it. I imagine Jürgen and the players are already thinking, nice one, well done, probably had a beer last night, but right, job on, yeah. Wolves in a couple of days' time, let's recover, let's get ourselves back to business, because what is it, less than, just over 48 hours from now, and they're already going to be in Wolverhampton, so it's... Yeah. It's not the longest of turnarounds. There's work to be done. I'm guessing they're already very much switched on.
Of course, yeah. Players are used to it, though. Maybe it's in December. This is what happens. The fixtures pile up, and we've got to think about a game every couple of days, haven't we? So they're well prepared mentally for it. They've been there before. But I'm really happy the fact that another game's happening so quick after this Goodison win, because it's form, it's confidence, it's everything going into the game where you think, right, we've got all the recipe there to get the 3 points.
And I was thinking before, Steve, about Wolves and stuff like that. It's going to be a tricky game, maybe. I don't say we've taken our eye off it, but the focus was very much on the Derby, and rightly so. It's a big game for everybody. But like I say, Wolves are the team where if Liverpool aren't 100% switched on, and they're the team who are good enough to cause us issues. So again, yeah, it's right that Jürgen on the side are just like, yeah, we're back in game mode now.
Well, it is game for game, isn't it? Game by game. That's the way Jürgen's well documented saying that previously. So we'll be looking at patterns of play, looking at Wolves' weaknesses, looking at where we can get to them, particularly the midfield, if you like. Perhaps we'll come to that a little bit later. But that's what they'll be doing today. There probably won't be any talk of the Derby from now on in. There shouldn't be, because it's about focusing your mind and getting yourself ready for the test at Wolves.
Yeah, 100%. Like you say, you're spot on with that one. In terms of Wolves, then let's have a little look at them, Jay. Because first of all, like again, they maybe sneaked up on people because they had a pretty average start. They sacked Nuno and brought in Bruno, and it was a bit slow. But now, yeah, again, at time recording, obviously there's games to be played tonight because there's Spurs, Brentford, and Man United, Arsenal in and around that mix a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But the sixth, like, you know, they're better than Everton. By the way, we've just beaten. They're in that mix of the chasing pack. They're almost back to the Wolves where they were a few years ago. Where, oh, bloody hell, the top six European pushing side. Like,
yeah,
maybe they've gone a little bit under the radar, but like they can't be underestimated. They're a good team, especially at their own ground.
Absolutely. And this, like Steve just alluded to, you know, they're not the best in midfield, but going forward, they've got a threat. You know, Jimenez is a great player. We all know what Traore can do. He might not have shown it recently, but, and they've got, is it Hwang up front as well? He's brilliant as well. So, again, we can't take them lightly. You can't take anybody in the Premier League lightly at the end of the day. You really can't. But I think the flip side to where we've just come from, what we've been doing the last couple of weeks, the confidence is there where you just be thinking, yeah, just go again. But, you know, definitely don't take them lightly, because I think I was guilty of taking Brighton a bit lightly because I was just a bit overly confident and that bit me in the bum. So let's just not do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on to say that one. The thing, we're going to have a little in-depth look at Wolves now in their terms of their form. So they've back-to-back 0-0 state. They drew with Norwich 0-0, drew with Burnley 0-0. 12 goals scored, 12 conceded. So they are that type of team. Comparison, Liverpool have only conceded 12 as well, but in that time we've scored, you know, a magnificent 43 goals, four of which came last night at Goodison Park, which I'm always going to talk about and always remind people of. But again, the stats show basically that they don't score many, but they're hard to beat. I think that's the general rule of thumb with Wolves. Liverpool are on this magnificent run of two goals for the last 18 games at least, three goals a game in the Premier League. That, from a Liverpool point of view, that's where you look at it, right? Like, if we go and score two, their record suggests they're not they're unlikely to do that. If we score three, it's very unlikely they're going to score three goals. It's almost same again, isn't it? Like, we'll just roll into there and go, yeah, we're going to do what we do again. If it works, we're going to walk out of here with 3 points. It feels like that a little bit.
100%. And I think what's telling there in the 2-0 they've had is with a Norwich side that's fighting for its life. So that's a war of attrition. And a Burnley side that, you know, we talk about Burnley not being sort of pleasing on the eye. They don't pass the eye test in terms of football. But Wolves play better against sides that come to play football because they've got some ballers. You know, you can't say Ruben Neves can't use a football because he can. Jay's alluded to Jimenez up top, and they've got the wide players in Traore who cause anybody problems. Daniel Prodan's the players like that who, you know, you can't underestimate them. Wolves will relish playing a football inside more than they will playing sort of a dogs of war Burnley side. So you might see them be a bit more expansive and try and play a bit more football, which conversely could actually help us.
Yeah, you're right. If they want to come out and play, Jay, I suppose that would suit us. If I'm them, again, I'm doing the opposite. I'm going again, for those of you watching on YouTube, if you are not a member of Red Men Plus, if you do join up today, one of the things you'll get to watch is me in conversation with a Wolves fan for opposition preview, and that's one of the questions I'm going to mention is like, what are we expecting? Because I'm expecting tight, keep it cagey, maybe hit us sucker punchers, try and get a set play and get Jimenez in the air, because again, we know that's his strength.
Yeah.
It feels like it's almost groundhog day for the Reds. Like, you're going to get what you're going to get, because this is what teams are going to try and do to us now, especially at their own places. Come and bring you in, try and keep it 0-0 as long as they can, keep it hostile, try and nick one. It feels like even Wolves, who are sixth in the league, that probably should be their game plan and probably will be their game plan as well.
Yeah, it's never easy at Molineux, is it?
No.
You know, it's easy. Regardless of what type of Wolves side you're playing, yeah, obviously they've changed manager, but the crowd is still fantastic. Wolves have got a great fan base. And remember, you know, going there 18-19, very lucky to get away with the win there. It was dog-eat-dog. I love those types of games, though. For me, that's the English football for me. I love that part of the game, especially how at Molineux the crowd's dead tight to the pitch as well, so it's always good. But you always get a good away crowd there as well because of the way fans are played. So you've always got a decent crowd there, so travelling cop will be in full voice as per usual, but just got to be on our toes a little bit because complacency is my biggest worry this season.
Yeah.
Maybe we are getting to the point now where we are ironing that out. I mean, I know we said that on the final word show anyway, but just have that in the back of your mind. Just remember who you're playing and where you are, because like you said, mate, the six for a reason.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Steve, like the worry could be like if it gets to one of those after the Lord's Mayor, you know, after the Lord's Mayor show kind of thing, where Liverpool we're so jubilant. At the end of the day, the derby's amazing and it's amazing, but it's 3 points in the Premier League race, title race. Wolves away is another barrier to overcome. Liverpool have actually done all right in the league recently. But a win at Everton and a loss against Wolves, you're back to square one where you were. Like, it's like, well, especially because Chelsea and City are in good form, and they're both still above us in the league. We're very much still the hunting pack, which is mad to say considering how good we are. But again, it shows the levels of the competition we've got this season. It feels like obviously the season we won the league. Other than that, really, it's always been like if we're in the title race, there's always another brilliant team. Yeah. It's never like we can't just piss four or five like Man City have seemed to do. That's the only thing in my head. Jürgen mentioned this, didn't he? He mentioned that 2-0 in the derby. Things got a little bit lax and a bit complacent. That's really the only major worry. Like, switch on, lads. We go again, to paraphrase Steven Gerrard's famous saying, like, you've got to get this right, otherwise it means nothing going to go. If you go to Wolves and lose, and then City win, Chelsea win, and all of a sudden the gap even bigger. You've got to be really careful.
Well, that's where it's at, isn't it? You have to win every game now. And if we're going to be sitting at the top of the pile come May, that's what we've got to do. These are games we've got to win. And you're quite right. The Lord Mayor show thing is a really good analogy. The players will be reminded, and will probably be reminded this morning already, that the Everton game's gone. And you've got to look forward. You've got to have the reset. You've got to go there and you've got to do your jobs and win your individual battles and do what we do. We should be worrying about what we do and not worrying about what Wolves are going to do, because we've got to that level now in terms of our play and our form, that if we turn up and we take the quality, then 9 out of 10 times, maybe 19 out of 20 times, we're going to win the game. So it'll be about having that swagger, having that confidence. But as Jay quite rightly says, complacency is something we've seen a couple of times this year. And it will be something that will be very forefront of their minds not to repeat that. And this is, like you say, if we lose to Wolves and beat Everton, then it's not a great week in football, is it? But if we win both of them, it's a very different picture.
Yeah, especially coming off the back of what happened at the weekend and the role we're on, Jay. It again, it feels like momentum. after West Ham, things were flat a little bit. And then again, it didn't help that there was no game for a while because everyone went all around the world. And that came on the back of the draw with Brighton. But ever since we've come back, it feels like the Reds are getting on a little bit of a roll. Like everything's starting to click into place. Players touch wood are coming back, which is a major part of this. We put out again, Steve referenced this over on the final wedge over on Redmen Plus before. It was only the fourth time we've ever seen that midfield three, which I think a majority of people would think is our best midfield three. One of the very rare times we've ever seen that team that Jürgen picked yesterday, which again, some people might argue was his best ever team. Things just seem to be kind of falling into place. And if we roll into Molineux with that in mind and with the players focused, like, Liverpool should be able to win the game because it feels like it's just another continuation of whatever this is. And hopefully this is a title winning season or a winning major winning trophy season, Champions League, whatever. It feels like momentum is on our side for us to get there, and that should help us going into Wolves.
Definitely, mate. And you mentioned the midfield there, the fourth time that they played together. I think it will be the fifth time this weekend. I think that midfield stays, you know, we spoke about Thiago being brought off, didn't we? Which was great in terms of him being saved, you know, because he's playing so well at the minute and we need to keep that momentum going with him, which means you can play that and you don't have to really keep an eye on the Milan game because it's a nothing game, is it? You know what I mean? We're through, it's great. So we have that luxury and we've earned that luxury. And I think playing the best 11 we can, which I think maybe probably go unchanged. Maybe there might be one change, maybe at centre-half, maybe, just to give Matip a bit of a break. But yeah, you're going to say that the strongest 11 will play at the weekend because it needs to.
Yeah, we'll speak about team news and what we're going to do and all that kind of stuff after the break, but I think we're almost in agreement. Again, you guys who are watching along on the YouTube, please not let us know in the chat any changes that you'd make, and we'll discuss those. But first, like I mentioned, we're going to have said break that I mentioned. We've got some ultimate fan updates to give you, but first, before we go, I'm going to give you a little teaser, and you guys in the studios, I'll see if you can get this one while we're away for the break. And also, by the way, after the break, we've got our second daily prize draw for our club legends. We get our first one, obviously, we're doing one between every single day between December 1st and December 25th. Some amazing prizes are being given away on the other side of the break and after the trivia answer, I'll give you some more updates and information on that. So before we go, I'm going to ask you guys and everyone at home, Mohamed Salah so far has played 7 games against Wolves for Liverpool. How many times has he scored against them? And can you name the game and or games in which he got them? Come back after this little break and I'll give you the answers and let's see how many you and you guys in as well got those right.
Hey everyone, Mate here. Just a little insert from me to say that if you enjoy this podcast and the other podcasts that we put out for free and you want more, then my word, you can have more on the redmentv.com. Go over there, sign up and get extra bonus shows from us each and every week, as well as a whole suite of video content, documentaries, features and interviews. But yes, you can also play those podcasts in your native podcasting app as well to have a seamless Redmen TV experience in your ears. The redmentv.com. Sign up there today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome back. Do get involved with us. It's a really, really good game. Go and give Ross a beating if you can as well. So use that code, get involved with the league. Really fun game. And like I say, Paul has won money so far. Ross hasn't, so there's a bit of an internal battle here, I think, as well. See if you guys can go and earn yourself some money as well. It's a really good game, really fun to play. Right,
you
then.
You said give Ross a beat, I thought it was a bit harsh.
Not physically, I mean, if you want to, yeah. Yeah, fancy, feel free to do that. Right then, before we get to our prize draw, guys, I am going to come back with the trivia answer. So the question, for those who missed it maybe, was Mo Salah's played 7 games against Wolves for Liverpool. How many times has he scored against them? Looking in the chat then, Sam Gibson said, I don't think Salah has ever scored against them. That's wrong, he definitely has. Any ideas, guys? How many and when they were, if you can remember the games?
I'm a bit stumped, if I'm honest.
I am. But
I'm going to hazard a guess that is because I can't remember. So I'm thinking it's not that often, you know. So I'm just going to go one at home, one away.
I just said two, but I wouldn't be able to give you the game.
Yeah, I'll just go one at home, one away.
It was two.
Was it?
It was one at home, and it was. And
yes, between the two of us, mate. It was the world.
And it was one away. We've got them here. So in 2018, December 2018,
on his career.
December 2018, he scored in a 2-0 win. It was also the game where Van Dijk, I think, got his first Liverpool goal. We beat them 2-0 at Molineux. And then last season, where everyone seems to have forgotten last season existed.
Yeah.
Again, the 6th of the 12th, 2020, he scored in a 4-0 win at Anfield. So Mo is two in seven. Let's hope he can make it at least 3-8, and maybe the form he's in, state, he might even make it 8-8 by the time. it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world, would it, if Mo Salah got himself on the score sheet here again at the weekend?
Could talk about that one, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's mad, isn't it, when you get like players who score, like the amount of goals that they score against, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, he's not that. That's not enough. That.
No.
That time we played Wolves.
I wonder if
come on, Mo.
I wonder if Mohamed has got Wolves very much in his sight. He's scoring against everyone else. Might as well go and get it against them as well. Right. Yeah. Before we went for the break, I did mention our live draw. So basically, give you guys a heads up on what's happening. All of our amazing club legend subscribers on Red Men Plus, their name get into a hat. And usually throughout the year, we do a monthly draw where we give one prize away at the end of every month for those amazing people. However, it's Christmas. The Reds are amazing. We are feeling festive. We have hunted far and wide for some amazing, amazing prizes. And what we've managed to do is get 25 of those. And we're going to be giving one away each and every day. We are doing draws. It'll either be on some of the live shows like this, on YouTube, it could be on our social accounts, depending on what the schedule and the games and stuff are. But every single day between December 1st and December 25th, we are giving some amazing prizes. And by the way, there are some beauties to be won as well. We've got signed Jordan Henderson picture, we've got books, we've got DVDs, we've got jumpers, we've got beer mats, we've got medals. And the best prize, I think, what we're saving for Christmas Day is a signed jersey by the King, Sir Kenny Dalglish, framed. You know the yellow pinstripe red one?
Oh, yeah.
Is it 84, I think?
82 to 84,
is that, yeah. What a kid that is, signed by the King himself. What a prize. We estimate that, we've done a bit of tallying up in the office, and we reckon that the prizes that were given away total to somewhere in the certainly over £1,000, probably well over. I mean, I imagine someone would probably pay a grand for that Kenny shirt alone, yeah. But there's some amazing prizes. So like I say, if you are not a subscriber to Red Men Plus, if you go over to redmentv.com, sign yourselves up, become a Club Legends subscriber, and you'll be in these prize draws every single day. Every time someone joins every single day, the next draw, they are straight in, like, or immediately in it. If you are a Club Captain subscriber, you can go over to the website again, click on the My Account button, and you can upgrade your account, and you too will be involved in these draws. So yesterday, we gave away our Feliz Navidad sweater, which again, if you go to redmentv.com, you'll see Sam Quirk having an amazing dance to in her kitchen. Brilliant. Giving it to Feliz Navidad. We should have done that, but Sam done it for us, so thanks very much to Sam for doing that. Today's prize then, that was won by Trig Josh, by the way. He won that prize. Today's prize is our 5-goal wins Mohamed Salah sweater. Mo, we mentioned Mo before the break. Well, there's Mo doing his celebration at Old Trafford, having scored a hat-trick. Our 5-goal wins sweater. So, let's see if this works then, because I'm nervous about this, but we're going to hope this works. Joe's going to pull up on the screen now. We've got our wheel, and on our wheel, every single one of our Club Legends subscribers is in. Steve, do you want to lean over, mate? No ringing. Can you lean over there and give that a little click? Yeah, go on. Get a little click. Here goes the winner. Go on.
Obviously.
Whoa, the tension is high. The drum roll, please. Congratulations and well done to the winner, which is Steve. Gary, congratulations, Steve. We will be in touch with you very, very shortly, and you will be getting your hands on this little beauty. 5 goals, wins, sweats. They are flying out the store, by the way. It's ridiculous how popular they are. You're getting one completely free. Well done to you, Steve. Like I say, for you guys, if you want to get involved, all you'll do is be a Club Legend Red Men Plus subscriber, and you'll be in these daily draws. Tomorrow's prize, December 3rd's prize, another sweater. We're getting the sweaters out early because we want people to have them for Christmas, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guarantee, you know, deliveries and strikes and all that. You've got to be very careful. So the next one is this one. It is the Reds Are Coming sweater. We make this is a Red Men TV and Dreams and Songs Thread to Reds combination. So yeah, it's Jürgen. We've got the bus. It's a reminiscent, a nice little throwback jumper there. So get yourself signed up as a Club Legend, and you'll be in the prize draw for that tomorrow. That one will probably go out on the social accounts, I would think. Please do get involved. Like I say, it's very, very, very simple. All you've got to do is become a Club Legend subscriber on Red Men Plus. Head over to redmentv.com to do that, and you can win. Absolutely simple. But well done, Steve. We'll be in touch with you, and that prize will be on the way. So basically, a Steve set the draw up, a Steve clicked the button, and a Steve won it. I mean, some people, listen, maybe if your name's called Steve, you might have a better chance of getting involved in this thing. Who knows? Mentioned again before all that good, great stuff we mentioned about the team, Jay, and you said you're probably thinking same team again. I asked for some of the commenters to give me their teams. Harry Rimmer said he can see Oxlade-Chamberlain and Konate coming back in, just, again, rotation and rest policy as well. We've had a few other ones as well. I'll get to those in a minute. I think Henderson might drop out, Harry says, after being man of the match, purely to give him a rest. Again, we're not sure on the physical condition of the sides. Touch wood, at time recording, we don't think there were any injuries, so we think everyone's available. And there's actually a few players maybe nearing selection as well. As training comes on Friday, Saturday, you might see an Abby Keita. I think he's probably the closest one to return, I think, of all of them. But again, I think I'd be surprised if they started them straight away, Steve. Given at this time of year, Jürgen has rested and rotated a lot. It's been referenced before the Everton game. What are you going to do? And what are you going to do? And he did make changes again. He made changes before the derby. Given how good Wolves have been and they're in good form and stuff, sixth in the league, do you envisage Jürgen ever going back to back in a December game and just going, right, that them lads just absolutely trounced Everton, same 11, go and get it done again? Is that what you see happening?
I think he's got to leave the midfield as it is, because that's probably Wolves' strength in terms of Ruben Neves in particular. You've got to get a grip of the centre midfield. You know, if you play Oxlade-Chamberlain, as good as he is picking up the ball and driving at people, there is a question mark as to whether you can control a game of football with Ox in there, because some of the stuff that you need to do isn't his forte, if you like. So I agree with what Jay said when we spoke offline before, that the midfield needs to stay the same, because that's where we win the game from. Winning the ball early off people and setting the traps and setting Salah and Mane and Jota away, you know. So for me, leave that as it is. I could see Matic missing out for Konate purely because we have to manage his game time and manage his fitness.
I suppose, Jay, we mentioned this, we've referenced this a few times now. One of the key benefits of the Champions League 4-from-4 wins is that the Milan game afterwards, like, it doesn't, again, Jürgen picked a decent team against Porto and it was all about rhythm and stuff. But at the end of this little run, if he does go back to back, if he wants to, he can make 11 changes for Porto. Yeah. So if he does play what we consider that 11 that beat Everton, maybe his best current 11 on form and availability and fitness and what have you, it might even just be the best full stop if everyone was fit, by the way. At least he could say, right, if I really want to, I can very much go and play them all, and I can rotate them all in Milan. I haven't devalued the competition because I played a good team against Porto, so I can't be accused of that. But it's the last group game. There'll be other teams doing similar things, because there's other teams who are already qualified as well. So it's probably less of an issue. I was conscious before the Porto game. I was like, what are you going to do when he picked a stronger team than I thought? Given the fact that Milan on Tuesday, again, it's such a short turnaround. You're playing a derby, Wolves and Milan, all away from home in less than a week. He could go strong against Wolves and just say to like 10 of them, like, you can come to Milan for a jolly if you fancy it.
Yeah.
But we're not going to play. We're not going to run you into the ground. Sorry, Mo. I know you want the golden boot in the Champions League. Sorry, Sadio. Sorry, Diogo. But we're going strong against Wolves and we're playing a League Cup team in Milan. That's a possibility.
Of course it is, mate. And again, that's what I mean about having, when I said before about keeping the team at his back, maybe the one change, you've got that luxury at the minute. We've had Konate now where he's embedded into quite a few games where he's made quite a decent impact into the side. You know, I look at Old Trafford, I thought his performance there was brilliant. So you're not worried when these types of players come in. You know, if, say we started with Nat Phillips next week in Milan, you wouldn't be bothered because you're like, oh, it's Nat Phillips. We know what he's about. So we've had a nice little luxury in terms of seeing these players. Tsimikas coming in. If Tsimikas started at the weekend, I wouldn't be bothered because he's been playing fantastically well. So it's a nice luxury to have, but I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't change it based on what you said about Milan. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, you've got options. The one I'm thinking, obviously, is maybe Milner, because he can't play in Milan. He got himself booked on purpose pretty much in the Porto game. There could be a thing where, mate, again, I'm with you, that the midfield is... That was key against Everton, and they were brilliant, and they completely dominated that area of the pitch. But the fact that Milner is even flying to Italy, there's no point in him going. He can't go. What's the point? You might see him start, I suppose, at Wolves, because again he got himself booked on purpose. Again, it wasn't to miss the Milan game; it was to not be suspended for the knockout to get it. But the fact that he isn't even going on the trip, Jürgen could say, you know what? Maybe I could give him a 90 if I do want to play Henderson or Thiago or Fabinho in Milan for half an hour or whatever. I suppose that's one that would kind of make sense.
Yeah, it would. And obviously, Milner's getting on now and he's not the quickest centre midfielder, but we've already spoke about the fact the Wolves have not got the quickest centre midfielders. The one thing I would say is, and listening to Linders and to Klopp speaking in previous years, our strength comes from our intensity. So that's double training sessions, games every 3 days. We build momentum and we build intensity from... When's the next game? Can't get it soon enough.
Yeah.
So to go and make 10 changes kind of upsets the apple cart in terms of keeping that intensity, keeping that willingness to play, wanting the next team to roll into town so we can give them a good beating as well. Yeah. I can't help but think we'll go to Milan quite strong, because we get £2.5 million if we win it. He's already alluded to that.
Yeah, sure.
And we would be the first English team to win 6 in the group stages. And we are about records. Liverpool Football Club is about doing things other teams haven't done. And this is an opportunity to have that record and that notoriety, if you like, of being the only English team to do that. So it wouldn't surprise me if he went quite strong in Milan as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't, again. Yes, I wonder, it definitely influences the mythology, the record thing, or my thinking is he's going to get through Wolves and then see what's left.
Yeah.
So just basically on Sunday or Monday, just get everyone in and go, are you 80%? Yeah, you're not playing. Are you 100%? Yeah, you can play. Right, Nat, you're in. Tyler Morton, for example, you're probably in as well. Yeah. Maybe Tsimikas if Robertson plays. That was the one I wanted you mentioned there about Tsimikas. I suppose when you think of Wolves, the two players that stand out and they have stood out for like 5 years now, it's Jimenez up front, and it's glad to see him back fit and available. Yeah. I watched this documentary recently. It was heartbreaking. My God, it was scary as well. Yeah. So it was a good watch. It's glad to see him back. I hope he doesn't score the weekend, but it's really, really good to see him back on the pitch. He's one of them. And then Adama Traore is always the other one. He's like, Jürgen's referenced before, he can be unplayable at times. And again, sometimes he feels a little bit all fair coat, no knickers, but he, sometimes the fair coat's enough. Yeah. You know, like that's how sometimes it feels. And he will be probably playing right wing. So against Bayern, they've got their lineup here. He played on a right of a three. It says Huang was more of a lefty player, 3-4-3, don't he, with the fullbacks, Semedo and Atnori on either side. I suppose I think Robertson's even referenced this in the past, like Traore, tore him apart a couple of times. It would be a big ask to throw Costas in and go, yeah, I'll deal with this.
It would.
But the flip side is, you right saying, I wouldn't be that bothered if he goes, right, Costas, go and deal with this, because he's proven he's more than capable.
Absolutely, and his record speaks for itself. He hasn't lost yet, has he, touch wood? You know,
he hasn't had a goal in.
No, yeah. So it's just, again, I go back to the luxury side of things. We've been able to embed this player forcibly because of Robbo's injury, but it's worked out in our favour and in his favour. It's been, some people in the Liverpool fan base have said they'd prefer Costas to play over Robertson the last couple of weeks. I'm not one of those people. I always prefer Robbo. But again, if Costas plays, I'm not like, oh, I'm like, sound, okay, yeah, we'll see what happens. But that's not to say that he can't handle Traore. Of course he can. He's more than capable. And it'd be a nice test for him.
Steve, speaking of Wolves, I always think it's a risk to play 3 at the back against Liverpool, because it should in theory give Robbo and Trent space. That if the space is in behind, Arsenal found this out at their peril, didn't they? I think it was we just kept sliding it down the line again. Southampton found this out at the peril at Arsenal. Southampton tried it into the weekend and it didn't work, basically. We just kept getting in over and over again. Wolves are better because Wolves are more used to it. They've been doing it for a long, long time. But Semedo, if it is him who plays left back, they are attacking lads by nature, really. That could, again, play into Liverpool's hands. Whoever is Tsimikas or Robertson, it's going to be Trent, you'd think.
Yeah.
It's going to be Salah and Mane. I'm almost certain of that. There are areas of the pitch for Liverpool. What it does do, it congests the middle. But the flip side of that is, again, Diogo Jota, in terms of finding space at the moment, is doing it as well as anybody. It feels like I wouldn't mind someone playing 3 at the back against us. I think it plays into our hands a little bit more. And again, it probably means they might end up with two in midfield at that point. And again, I'd fancy us in that battle. I feel like Liverpool are well set up if it is a 3-4-3 that, or the 5-3-2 that Wolves play. I think we're in good shape if that's how they go.
Totally. And you've also got to look at the fact that Wolves don't play Liverpool every week, and they don't come up against Sadio and Mo every week, do they? Who are really good exponents of playing in that space inside of the channel. So it's a test for them, big test for them. And, you know, Connor Cody's a good lad. Obviously, we had him at our club, and he's a good central defender. But if you're having a conversation about who's quick as central defenders in the Premier League, he's not in that conversation. So playing three at the back or five in midfield with full-backs doing the job, and you're quite right when you mentioned Semedo, wanted to be Dani Alves at Barcelona and it didn't work out, so we come away from there. Then they're not their strengths. And as I said before, we go to Molineux on game day and we do what we do and we do what we do well, and I think we have the quality to win the game. So they've got more to think about than we have in terms of offsetting against your opponent's strengths and skills. And I think you're quite right that the way they're set up, I quite like to play about three every week.
So we'll do some predictions and stuff in a minute. Before we do that, though, Jay, let's talk to team news. Then you're expecting the same again?
Maybe the one change.
Which is?
I'd probably say Kanate comes in for Matip.
Just purely in terms of looking after them?
Just
I suppose, well, if that's the case, you talk about the aerial threat of Wolves. Maybe Kanate against Jimenez in terms of an aerial battle might be a more beneficial one. The flip side is I still think Kanate, positional wise, needs work, and Wolves are more. Jimenez isn't just an aerial threat, he's a fucking good player. And there's more of that. Again, I'm with you, I could see it. I can definitely see Milner. I don't know who it would be for. Maybe Jordan gets half an hour off. I don't know, because he was so good against Everton.
Exactly.
The front three, I think, picks itself. And someone in the comments here, I got the name up for us now, says, I think it was Henry VIII, I don't think it's that one. But he says, Jota versus Connor Cody, come on, lads. We're going to smash these Wolves scubby lambs ready for the slaughter almost.
I love that.
Diogo Jota will fancy his chances of scoring against anyone.
Yeah.
That back three. Again, Wolves don't let many in. I think it's, again, 12-12. You don't score many, 12-12. But I don't think that'll phase him. I think Jota, he's in the form of his life. And he's going back to his old club. And he scored against them as well last time. Didn't he? We beat them 1-0 and he scored the winning goal at their ground as well. I don't think he's got any animosity to Wolves, because he brought him over, developed him, and sold him on for a big fee. I don't think he hates them, but you mentioned before, we mentioned in the last show, Jay mentioned on the final word, John Redman Plus, there was talk before the game, Rafa Benitez will know Liverpool because he used to manage, well, he won't, because he never managed any of these players. No, nothing about any of them. But Diogo Jota will know Conor Cody well, he'll know that back, he'll know the system well, he'll know the ground well, he will understand it. That could be an advantage for him.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd imagine he's come up against Conor Cody a million times in training. He's probably done him a few times as well. Like it could be a potential advantage for Liverpool.
Yeah, 100%. And I always like seeing players play against their old clubs when they play for us, not when they play for the opposition. That they've left us. But there's always an extra little bit of spice to it, isn't there?
Of course, he's got to prove to the, you know, there's that tweet that comes around every now and then, we fleeced Liverpool so hard for Jota, didn't we?
Yeah, I love
actually,
that
he didn't. He was a bargain at 40 million quid. And in the back of his mind, little things like that, because as you said in the final word show, players do read social media, although we're led to believe they don't. They do.
Yeah, Joe, he does. He's a gamer as well, isn't he? He's on Twitch, he's streaming.
He's one of the best FIFA players in the world, isn't he? So he will be well aware of that situation. And, you know, I think he'll fancy it. I think he'll fancy getting another goal. He's in a rich vein of form. And like I said earlier on, taking that goal he scored against Everton last night into consideration, that's a confident man who tries the under the standing leg trick and then finishes like that. So more of the same, please, Diogo, more of the same.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. If he's in that kind of form, you can only imagine one thing happening. It's the ball ending up in the back of the Wolves. Let's hope that happens. Right, before we get to sport predictions, lads, let's have a little look at the other fixtures that are happening in the Premier League this weekend. Some big games happening, potentially, hopefully, fingers crossed, sometimes where our rivals might drop some points. I suppose the first one there, Jay, is Chelsea go away to West Ham at 12:30 on Saturday morning. Mm. We struggled there. They give City a bit of a game in the end, City, but in the snow, it was a bit of a mad one. But yeah, so that's the first one. And if Chelsea did in good form, but they have had a couple of draws recently, obviously United drew with them, they drew with Burnley as well.
Yeah.
So they're not fired on all cylinders. They weren't at the amazing best against Watford last night either. So that could be a potentially one. Even though West Ham are literally the next people behind us in the league table at the moment, we're all hoping, I imagine, again, given the 7-point gap between us and West Ham now, we're open for a West Ham win. And it isn't beyond the realms in a big London derby early kickoff that West Ham might be able to get something there.
No, they've
got something to prove as well, because they just drew with Brighton and overhead in the 89th minute or something.
Exactly. So the more they're capable of beating anybody on the day, we've proved that, the fact that we got beat by them. So And Steve, you alluded to it before about Chelsea are, they're a very, very good side, but they're in and out in terms of win-draw, you know, so they have got that possibility of losing a game, you know, so, but the fact that they're playing first puts massive pressure on Chelsea to get a result, because if they don't, then that puts more pressure on us to be like, we need to capitalise.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Other games happen, and then Burnley, Newcastle's a big game down the bottom of the league table for both of those sides. Southampton versus Brighton, we've got Watford at Man City. Watford then, Jay, sorry, Steve, caused Chelsea a few problems.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, we snotted them.
We did.
They snotted Manu, but we can't even class Manu as rivals anymore. They give Chelsea a game, and what Watford do have? They have a goal threat in Saar, and Dennis in particular is looking strong as well. Claudio Ranieri, looks like he has improved them, I think that's fair to say.
They're brave. Yeah. I've always said, and if you're going to get anything against Manchester City, you've got to be brave, because if you can play in the channels, as proven in the Champions League final with Timo Werner's intelligent running, you can stop their centre-backs engaging in with the midfield and dominating the game. What Watford are is very, very mobile, very quick. They have a goal threat. They're brave. And I'd like to see them stay up, because I like the approach they're taking. Claudio Ranieri's always been brave. His Leicester side that won the league were very brave, you know, on the lowest points ever for a league title winners. But they were brave and they took chances and risks. And I think you can get at Manchester City. And I think it's at home. All of us don't expect Watford to get anything, so it's almost a free game. They won't get relegated off the back of that result. It's the games around them that make the difference, isn't it? So why not roll your sleeves up and have a go?
Yeah,
and I think
sure.
they could cause City a few problems. But you did say, and quite rightly before, City are kind of coming into their own a bit now.
They're in a very good run of
form. If you've seen Bernardo Silva's goal last night, mate, it's ridiculous. They are playing well.
Pep called him the best player in the league at the moment, and he is playing very well. He's not Mohamed Salah, but he is playing very, very well. You're right. Half five on Saturday, that one is, so hopefully Vicarage Road can be booming. We fell victim of that in the past as well, so hopefully Watford can do us a little favour there. Elsewhere then, Leeds got a much needed win against Palace. In the last minute, they host Brentford, and before Leeds are about to go into a tricky run of fixtures, so they probably could do with another 3 points there. Man United, who knows if Ralph Ragnick will be allowed in the country by then, but if he is, he'll be managing at home against Crystal Palace. Spurs host Norwich, Villa, Leicester, and then Everton face Arsenal on Monday. It's Arsenal's time recording, haven't played yet. They play Man United tonight, but they're the next people who get to go to Goodison. If Rafa's in charge by then and doesn't win that one, it could be very, very toxic on Monday night at Goodison. So some decent games to get our teeth into over the weekend, Jay. But I suppose really, if we're looking, we're not expecting. I never expect Chelsea and City to drop points now. I'm just hopeful they might.
Yeah,
I've got more hope that West Ham can do something against Chelsea than Watford can against City. But who knows? All we can do, I suppose, is do our job. And I imagine they're looking the same. By the way, they're probably thinking, "Oh, Wolves away, sixth. They're probably thinking the same, aren't they? It's three potentially again. City got the easiest game, but Chelsea and us have got really, really tricky ones of teams in that top half away from home. Everyone's, you know, who knows? The Premier League's been unpredictable this year, but somewhere you can certainly see at least one of these three.
Yeah,
hopefully not.
As long as we do our job, mate, we shouldn't really worry about everybody else. Just do your job and crack on. And if one of them drops points, then it's an absolute bonus. You have a better weekend, then, don't you?
We've always done that as a football club. Worry about what we do, not worry about other people.
And I've got a few comments here. John is saying, you said 12:30 Saturday morning. I didn't mean fair enough. It is the afternoon. It's very early in the afternoon, but I class anything before 2 o'clock in the morning. So you are right. I do apologise. It is 12:30 in the afternoon. And then Charlie's just informed me that Ragnick has been granted his work permit. So good luck to him. Well, in fact, the opposite. No, bad luck to you. I hope you lose. That was a really silly thing.
It was a sarcastic good luck for the viewers out there. I got what you were saying, mate. It was a sarcastic good luck.
And then Charlie says, you use night mode on the laptop. I'll be honest, Charlie, I don't. It's not my laptop. I've just turned the laptop on. So it is what it is. But right. Score predictions for this one then, Jay. Are you confident how you feel it? You should be confident if you're not.
I'm confident.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah, absolutely confident. Based on the trivia question, Mo Salah's going to score. We'll win 3-1.
Okay.
I don't think we'll score. I think it'll be 3-0. Cast your mind back to when we beat Leicester and Trent scored the fourth goal.
The Boxing Day game.
Kasper Schmeichel comes out and said, Liverpool bully you into playing the way they want you to play and you can't do anything about that. Well, bad news is that we're doing that now to everybody. So I don't see us coming a cropper over there, and I don't think we'll score. 3-0.
3-0 to the Reds. I am going to say... Do I see them scoring... I think I do actually. I'm going to say 4-1 to Liverpool. I don't see this goal scoring thing slowing down at all. I'm going to go for a repeat of the derby win. That'll be four successive games, pretty much with meaningful games with three. Four threes and fours. So it was Four will be Arsenal.
Yeah. Four Southampton.
Four Everton. And then you want four against Wolves. That'll do for me, mate.
Bring all the fours in, yeah, guys. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we've got some here. So Harry thinks 5-0. Group 6 says he thinks 3-0 to us as well. Good to see we're not showing any mercy. Goal difference could be crucial. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it very much could do, because they are three very, very good teams at the top of the league table. Let's get that goal difference up. But first of all, let's make sure we win the game, do our job, and then just Milan can be a nice relaxing jolly for the lads if they want to. Very well aimed, want a few rests as well. But yeah, it's going to be a big game. Do not underestimate it. It's a hard game as well, with confidence, but don't underestimate it. Jay, absolute pleasure to have you here. Stay as well. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for watching and or listening at home. Been an absolute pleasure having you too. Before we go, just a reminder, around this Wolves game, like I say, streaming on Red Men Put this afternoon, we'll have our opposition preview. We'll have the watch along. We'll be live on YouTube. I'll post that game. The instant match reaction will also be streaming on Red Men Plus. The final wave from Everton is there now as well. So go back and rejoice in that. It was a fun hour conversation. Like I say, if you go over to Red Men Plus, RedmenTV.com, sign up at Red Men Plus, either a club captain or a club legend subscription. If you do choose the club legend subscription, you'll get access to the Discord chat that we have, and you'll also get entered into our prize draws. That Steve Gary one, it wasn't a fix. It was just some coincidence. Stevie loving that happened to come out. But yeah, do think I'll get involved. As I say, Liverpool have got some amazing games coming up this season, for even this month. Some absolute massive games coming up, and this is the first of them. Please do come along for the ride with us. We want you involved. It's amazing having you involved. Like I say, thanks, lads. It's been a pleasure. Thank everyone for watching, and we'll see you all next time. Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.